Another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school volleyball.
Set right side, rolled over. Shelton with it out of the back row. Set to the outside for Shelton. It's nearly blocked, but it's stuck on the tape. Give the kill to Shelton's Allison Young. Her second. Thought that Libby Luce was going to get that ace block, and it just was too strong of a tape right there on the right edge of the net.
Today, it's live coverage of the Bulldog Triangler as the Shelton Bulldogs welcome in the Ravenna Blue Jays and Wood River Eagles. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Kids Sports Club.
Trouble here from Wood River, but a nice pickup there by Bond just to get it across and punch back over by Plehal. Wood River quick set middle and Lambrick with the quick kill. Good quick in the middle there.
All three squads will face state grade competition on Thursday, and conference tournament action begins next week. Tonight, these three teams will look for wins that will propel them into the heart of their October schedule. It's the Bulldog Triangler coming up next. Booker's the New Tech pregame show. We'll take you live to Shelton with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back to Shelton High School for continuing coverage of tonight's Bulldog Triangular with Shelton, Ravenna, and Wood River. And as always, the middle match pits the two visiting teams. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show with volleyball action on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The first match tonight went to Ravenna, but it took them three sets to beat Shelton, 23-25, 25-16, and 25-20. Let's look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank, in Kearney. For Ravenna, number 10, 5'5 junior, Maddie Schmidt. Number 12, 5'6 junior, Brianna Douglas. Number 13, 6'2 junior, Alexis Dale. Number 4, 5'6 freshman, Megan Meagrel. Number 6, a 5'6 sophomore, Jade McDowell. And number 3, 5'7 junior, Ava Ochtenberg. The libero is number 17, 5'2 junior, Holly Detlefs. Ravenna's coached by Aaron Jarvie. 3-13 after the win for Ravenna. They will be the home team. Wood River's 9-9. They'll serve it first with Sam Luer. She is number 28, a sophomore, followed by sophomore number 5, Taylor Lambrick, junior number 6, Macy Heiss, and then it's the junior number 18, Jess Roward, in the 4 slot, followed by Maddie Luer, the senior, and the freshman, Ellie Luer. 29 and 30, Sam, Maddie, Ellie, all sisters, freshman, sophomore, senior. They make up half the starting lineup here today for the Wood River Eagles, coached by Peg Heiss, assisted by Darren Parlin and Brenda Herkett. 9-9, as we said, and the starting lineup is brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank, and Kearney. We'll get our match underway after this.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
Life doesn't have to be full of dramatic changes. Nebraska Land National Bank is here to make the switch easy. We provide you with the financial strength and service you need to reach your goals. Our trained account transfer specialist will help you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and simple transfer. Stop by our branch location at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue to talk with a specialist today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Wood River is going to use a libero. That's the senior Caitlin Herman. Ravenna won the toss. They'll serve it away. And here we go with Maddie Schmidt putting it across. And Wood River gets their offense going to the outside. The attack by Lambrick, blocked right back at her. They'll push it across. And Ravenna goes to Dale in the middle. She led him in the first match. She's dug out nicely in the back row. And it's returned off the net again by Lambrick. There is the dig by Roward off the block. Outside Lambrecht again off the double block. Good dig that time by Schmidt. Good point on the first one of the match. Dale tips it over. There's another dig by Jessica Rauer. Another attack that goes off the ceiling. Overpass back to cross by Ochtenberg. And now we're ready to settle it down again as it's passed back over to the Jays. Back set right side. Meagle tries to loft it over the double block, and she did, but she lofted it over everything and out of bounds. So a long, long rally on our first point of the match, and it belongs to Wood River, up 1-0, and Sam Luer will be first to serve it away. Sam's bullet serve up on the hands of McDowell, gets a front row. Dale shoves it across, then she'll get the kill. Alexis at 6'2", the tallest player on the floor. And in the match against Shelton, she led the way with 11 kills, 4 ace blocks, even had a couple ace serves in there. And back to serve it away, Brianna Douglas. Outside attack going to be just tipped by Ravenna, and it's stuck on, or by Wood River, and it's stuck on the tape and wouldn't go over. So the error gives Ravenna their second point, 2-1. Ravenna needs to get off to a good start. They did against the Shelton team that's been struggling as well this year. As the serve is overpassed back above the net, and there's Dale to tip it down. The Wood River setter knew that she was going to have to redirect that line drive pass, but redirected it right into the block, 3-1. And Douglas serves it across to Caitlin Herman, set to the outside. The attack driven down and good by Taylor Lambrick. First kill for the Eagles, and she will go back to serve it away. This is about the smallest roster Wood River maybe has ever had. There's not even as many on their roster as there are Ravenna and D1 Shelton. But they have managed to get their fair share of wins as Lambrecht's going to fire an ace. And it's tied up at 3. Ace serve for Taylor Lambrecht. Takes a couple of hops and fires a strong one that's just off the back line. So an ace, then an error. Seems to be fairly common. And back over to Alexis Dale to serve it away here for the Blue Jays. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you on this Tuesday night for Area High School Volleyball. Outside Luer, it's Maddie, picked up by Ravenna. They'll go to the front left on the attack, driven across there by McDowell. Stays in the back row. Now they'll up it to Luer again, and she'll finish. Maddie, the senior, with the kill. Side out Wood River. And here comes Ellie back into the front row. So the Luer family has half their squad out there. Haley Parlin now checks in to serve for the Eagles. Just underway, 4-4, first set. Parlin clips the tape, and it comes across. Overpass free ball for Luer, and it'll be terminated by Maddie. Maddie with her second kill. Wood River will take the lead at 5-4. And again, Wood River is going to be the sixth seed next week in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. They're going to have a very tough first-round draw up at Ord. Serves across, overpass. L.A. Luer goes up, taps it, but it's picked back up there and saved. So it'll be a swing by Maddie Luer off the block. Dale picks it up back row. Set middle, it's close to the tape, and they couldn't get it over. Point, Wood River. Wood River, their losses this year, maybe only a couple of surprises out there at all. At the time, nobody was sure how good Arcadia Loup City was, and so far they've shown that they're going to be okay. They're the fifth seed in the tournament. Serve across, right side attack. Meagle drops it down and in. Megan with her first kill. The freshman will get the ball back on the Ravenna side of the net. But Wood River, 9 wins. Donovan Trumbull, Blue Hill, Hershey, Southern Valley, who's 13-4, Southwest. They won the Elm Creek tournament. They beat Ravenna already earlier this year in the regular season, but it took 4 sets. Sutherland and Broken Bow, and then they beat Cross County. But at the St. Cecilia invite last week, they went just 1-4, really hurt their record, as Luer will get the kill. Might have sailed deep, but Dale was trying to play it up in the back row, and Ellie will get the kill. 7-5. Superior, 16-3. St. Cecilia, 20-1. Heartland, 11-8. And then Silver Lake, they went the full 3 sets, who's 8-7. But those were 4 losses they had last week and went into that tournament at 8-5. And here's an ace serve to make it 8-5. Wood River. Jessica Rauert will get the second ace here for the Eagles. And then another error. So just like Lambrick did, served an ace, but then served it out. Side out for Ravenna. The losses for Wood River: Ord, Centura, Kearney Catholic, Arcadia Loup City, Chase County, Superior, St. Cecilia, Silver Lake, and Heartland. A majority of these those are state-rated teams. On the Ravenna side of the net, they'll back set it. Right side attack by Nozicka is driven across. Handled there, and a middle attack by Lures wide. Lure wasn't squared up to the net, and I think she realized that about halfway through her swing and sailed it long. Jade McDowell now, chance to tie it up for Ravenna. Looking for two in a row. Strong serve picked up by Taylor Lambrick. Bump set to the outside. Lure return out of bounds. And anything towards the side right now for Wood River has been wide. 8-8. Early game one. Best of three. McDowell serve. Slaps it far left. Picked up there by Maddie Lure to the middle. Ellie takes it across. Dig made by the libero. Holly Detlef. Set middle. The attack. Ochtenberg off the back wall. Out of bounds. Point Eagles 9-8. And as we said, Wood River, another tough one. They travel to Sutton on Thursday night. Sutton state rated in C2. And then it's the Luplat Conference Tournament where they'll be the underdog on Monday. Serve across, middle attack, driven strong over by Nozicka, picked up by Lure to the outside. Lambrick drives it over. A nice pickup there in the back row by the libero, who is Detlefs. Then it's passed up above the net, and a free ball brought down by Sam Lure. 10-8 Wood River. Maddie is serving. Serve is across. The Detlef stays in the back row. Set is made by McDowell, but it went through her hands. A double hit's going to be called. Three straight Wood River, 11-8. And Maddie trying to keep this string going here in game one. Had a couple of really good rallies early, not so much lately. Serve over to Douglas. Has to be passed across, and is by Nozicka. Picked up there by Herman. Middle attack by Ellie Lure is deep and out of bounds. Point Ravenna. And it's 11-9. Don't forget, you can always listen to our games live or on the podcast right after the broadcast at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll also have photos up from tonight's action as the serve by Ochtenberg is across. Ellie Lure takes it between the block. Ochtenberg's there. Pass it up to Dale. Takes it over on a two ball. Wood River saves. They get it to Lambrick. She'll drive it over. And a nice dig. Tumped over by Dale. Ravenna on the defense. Wood River standing spike. Rolls it off of Dale. One arm up by Alexis. She's been all over this point. Free ball comes over to Wood River. They'll back set right side. Lure tipped it off the block and good. Sam Lure gets the kill. And Wood River gets the point, but boy, Alexis Dale was all over that point. One arm dig, swings, tips, blocks. But unfortunately for the Jays, they weren't able to get the point. So it'll come back over to Wood River and Caitlin Herman to serve it. Strong serve up by Douglas at the 10-foot line. Has to be passed across. And Wood River will back set to the right side. Lure takes it off the tape and good. Sam with her third kill off the set assist from Jessica Rowert. And we're going to get our first timeout of the match. Timeout by Ravenna as Wood River has scored five of the last six. It's Wood River 13, Ravenna 9. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Classic Hits. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
Don't forget, exciting Major League Baseball playoff action currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. And just had a major development. Adams, a three-run home run for St. Louis in the bottom of the seventh, scores Peralta and Holiday. And it is on four hits, St. Louis leading the Dodgers 3-2, three runs, four hits, as they get something going on the three-run home run here in the seventh. They head to the eighth inning. And we come out of the timeout here, ready to resume our volleyball action out of that Ravenna timeout. It'll be Lambrick to serve, Herman to serve, and she's going to get the ace. So Herman gets another ace. 15-9, quick work here for the libero, Caitlin Herman. Three in a row, two of them aces, and now a little separation as Wood River, after we saw an 8-8 tie, has went on a 7-1 run. This time, Douglas handles the serve. Running it down for Ravenna is going to be the center, passing it to the middle. The attack is going to be deep and out of bounds. And another point for Wood River, so some errors starting to mount up now on the Jays. And an ace serve again. They thought it was deep. They let it go, and Caitlin Herman picks up her third ace of this run, and we're going to see a defensive switch here for Ravenna. Fidelke will re-enter. 17-9. And they'll take it right at Fidelke. Schroll will set at the net. Dale will tip it across. Picked up there by Lambrick. Set it back to Taylor. She'll drive it off the block and good. So Wood River really clicking right now. 18-9. And Caitlin Herman getting the job done at the service line with seven in a row. Looks for another one here. That jump serve is an ace. That one might have been deep, but it played off the back row. That's four aces in this run for Herman. 19-9. The libero Detlefs will check out. Ochtenberg will come back in, but Ravenna unable to handle these strong serves. Get it at Fidelke. Now Dale from the 10-foot line will swat it across. Here is the back set to Lure. From the outside, it'll be taken across by Sam. Ravenna has it to Dale in the middle from the 10-foot line. She'll swat it across to Herman. Quick up in the middle, tipped across there by Macy Heiss, and it's going to be dug out and passed across nicely for the kill. Good job up front there, Nozicka. And a side out finally for the Jays. And back to serve it away will be Maddie Schmidt, but trailing 19-10. Good strong serve across, overpass by Wood River. They'll try and set Dale in the middle. She'll drive it off the block and get the Ravenna kill. Third kill for Alexis. And Schmidt will get to serve it away here for the Blue Jays. 19-11 Wood River game one, best of three. We go to 25. Earlier tonight, Ravenna in a tight three-set victory over Shelton. Strong serve off of Maddie Luer, stays in the back row. Has to be set across and is by Rauert. So Dale goes on the middle attack around the single block, down and good. This is a rotation that Ravenna likes a lot with Schmidt back there serving. And that allows Dale in the middle some free reign and a couple of kills in a row for Alexis Dale. And the serve by Schmidt. Get a line drive. How about an ace? Maddie Schmidt. And a timeout, Wood River. So just when it looked like the Eagles were going to run away and hide, Ravenna says not so quick. They're still down 19-13, but they have the serve when we come back. This timeout brought to you by Nebraskaland National Bank.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been a leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implemented Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They stock 8 and 12-yard forced ejection scrapers with other models also available. Stop by Kirshner's Implement in Ravenna and see the great selection of used harvest and hay equipment as well as quality used tractors. All at Kirshner Implement, a proud supporter of tonight's game. Go Blue Jays!
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Gudeback with you here at Shelton High School, where, if all goes well, this will be the last season of varsity volleyball in this gym. Of course, the new bond issue expansion, new gym and school addition being built on right next to us here. Looking forward to that, but right now, Shelton trying to make something happen after scoring four in a row to try and get back into game number one. Service across, Wood River will take the shot with Lambrecht. She's blocked up front by Dale. Saved and passed across by Lure. From the front left, it'll be driven across by Fidelke. Wood River scrambles to get it out of the net, and they won't be able to return it. And Brooke Fidelke, the freshman, gets the fifth straight point here for Ravenna. Problem is, they're only halfway home. And it is 19-14. Schmidt tries to keep the run going. Maddie, deep right corner. Getting a little more aggressive with each serve. That is picked up off the ceiling, and then they don't hit it off the ceiling. It's an ace serve. Herman on the serve receive, but it shot straight up off the rafters. Didn't come down all that hard, but was not there for the Eagles to pick up. And now a service error. So trying to move it around, that happens. The longer your turn at the service line goes, you start getting a little bored. You want to move it around a little bit. 20-15, Wood River still has the lead, but a nice run there by Ravenna to get back in it, and then a service error right back. So Wood River had a chance to squash the momentum there, but they can't get it done. And Ravenna's got a chance here with Brooklyn Fidelke to serve it away. See if she can get a little mini run going and really get back in this. Over to Herman. Back set right side. Lambrick overswung in the net. Point, Ravenna. It was 8-8. Next thing you know, Wood River's up 19-9. Now it's 20-17. Fidelke to cut it to two. Safely across to Herman. Back set again for the outside attack. Called on the line for Taylor Lambrecht. And Ravenna didn't like that at all. They think it's way out. Coach Jarvey calling for it. That is a key call. Because instead of it being a two-point game, it's four. And Wood River will get the serve, and they'll say, here you go. Get it right back. It's out of bounds. All the lines judge can do is smile. He called what he thought he saw. And it goes back over to Ravenna. Dale hits the tape. It just crawled over. Set it outside Lure. Her attack deep, and all of a sudden Wood River can't keep it in play. It's not like Ravenna is putting a lot of balls down. But Wood River has quite a few errors here in this run. 21-19. Alexis Dale safely down the middle, handling him all right now is Herman, and problems getting it back over. They won't do it. And Wood River coach Peg Heiss has to be wondering what is going on here. 21-20 after being down 10. You don't come back from 10 down in volleyball. Serve across by Dale. A chance to tie it. Set to the outside. Lure will roll it across to Fidelke. Here is the set by Schmidt. Front left. The attack swatted over by McDowell. Stays in the back row. Wood River close to the net. Can't get it back. And we are tied at 21. Unbelievable. And Ravenna can take the lead for the first time since it was 3-2. Dale serve. Again to Herman. This time they set it outside. Lure off the block of Ochtenberg right back at Wood River. They'll pass it over. Free ball to the Jays. Schmidt ran into the net. The pass center into the net and a point for Wood River. Eagles still have a chance to survive this. Everything that's happened, and they still lead it. 22-21, Haley Parlin comes in to serve. Again, earlier this year in the duel, it went four, so it's not like Ravenna can't compete with Wood River. Pass close to the net, set above the net. It's going to be tipped down. Wood River is there. Jessica Rauert to make the kill. And the final timeout will be called here by Ravenna. They did have one remaining. So back-to-back points gives Wood River a 23-21 lead over Ravenna. Game one of our second match of the night. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
You're listening to high school volleyball on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. Kearney, Shelton, Ravenna, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Wood River 23 and Ravenna 21, game one. Serve across, set to the outside. They'll go to Ochtenberg. She'll rattle it off the block for the kill. Ava's first kill of the match. Wood River was up 10. Ravenna tied it, and now it's a one-point game, 23-22. As both teams make substitutions, defensively for the Eagles, offensively for the Jays. And Tally Schroll, who if you're here in the gym, she's listed as two on the program, but she's seven in this set of uniforms, which they switched between matches. Schroll's serve is into the net. And that brings up game point for Wood River. And Jessica Rauer to serve it here for the Eagles to win the opener. Across it comes to McDowell. High pass above the net. It doesn't clear, and it's an ace serve to end things here in game number one. So Wood River built the lead, let it get away, and able to survive at the end, 25-22 over the Jays. We'll come back and look at the numbers in a minute here on Classic Hits.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Carney Towing and Repair.
The Shelton Locker in Shelton is a very proud supporter of the Bulldogs and would like to take the time to wish the athletes and coaches good luck in the game tonight. We know how hard each of you work, in and out of the game, and we're so lucky to be part of an encouraging team here in Shelton and love serving such a great community for years. So when you're looking for the freshest meat and the friendliest people, Shelton Locker is the place to go. Shelton Locker says, go Bulldogs!
Doug Duda back with you here between the first and second set. A quick rundown of the numbers I had. First off for Ravenna, Ava Ochtenberg a kill, Megan Megrill a kill, Jade McDowell two service points. Brooklyn Fidelke a service point and a kill. Maddie Schmidt five service points, two of them were aces. Brianna Douglas two service points. Alexis Dale three service points. And she also picked up four kills. Rebecca Nozicka had one service point or one kill in that run. Eight kills, no ace blocks, two ace serves. For Wood River, Haley Parlin, three service points. Taylor Lambrecht had an ace serve and two kills. Caitlin Herman, seven service points. Four of them were aces. Jessica Rauert, two ace serves and a kill. Sam Luer, three kills. Maddie Luer, two service points, two kills. Ellie Luer, one kill. Nine kills, no ace blocks, but seven ace serves for Wood River as they survive game one, 25-22 over Ravenna. We'll come back and get you set for the second set after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
It's Husker game day like never before at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon. Every Saturday through the Husker season, Sportsman's is increasing their seating. And they've added a 7-foot TV. Yes, I said 7 feet. And they're giving away $100 if you can predict the total score of both the Huskers and their opponents together. There will be food and drink specials every Saturday game day at Sportsman's Restaurant in sunny downtown Gibbon. Go Big Red!
Don't forget, our volleyball action continues Thursday here on Classic Hits from Pleasanton as the Bulldogs welcome in the top two teams of the Fort Kearney Conference, Axtell and Amherst, for a triangular that gets underway at 5. We will have the Tri-City Storm Friday night here for hockey action, but we will have plenty of football, including Elm Creek Blue Hill on ESPN 1460 and Kearney Catholic Grand Island Central Catholic on the stream at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Ravenna serves it away, or excuse me, Wood River serves it away to start the second set, and they're going to do it with an ace serve from Sam Luer. So eight ace serves as Wood River continues to fire it across strong. Moving it around, it goes over to Schroll. Good pass up front to Schmidt, and then Dale tries to take it across off the block there of Heiss. Run down here by the Eagles. They'll pass it across with Sam Luer. Ravenna sets to the outside, close to the net. Fidelke takes it across and got the kill. Second kill for Brooke. Side out Ravenna. And again, in Major League Baseball, a three-run home run in the bottom of the eighth may send St. Louis to the National League Championship Series for the fourth straight year. Matt Adams, a three-run shot to make it 3-2 over the Dodgers. For Ravenna, back to serve an ace from Schmidt. She had two last set. And she starts this game with a service ace. 2-1 Ravenna. Schmidt across, and the pass is off the mark. Another ace. So Ravenna trying to stay in it with the strong service game themselves. Top of the ninth now. Down to the last three outs for the Dodgers. That'll be followed by the Nationals and Giants. 8:05. First pitch. It's all on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Schmidt serves it across. It's overpassed and a free ball hammered down by Alexis Dale. Her fifth kill. And a timeout going to be taken here early on by Wood River. So strong serving from Maddie Schmidt. And Ravenna has jumped out to a quick 4-1 lead in game two after Wood River won the opener. We'll take a break. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Well, a quick timeout here in the second set for Wood River coach Peg Heiss. Our young ladies had trouble handling the serves of Maddie Schmidt, and we'll see if the timeout will help them out here. Schmidt ready to go again, 4-1, Ravenna. And Schmidt takes it across to Maddie Luhr. Good pass up front. Standing spike will be taken across by Rauert. Ravenna has to track it down. They couldn't finish it off on the block. They'll pass it across just on that back line where Wood River had to play it. Set Rauert on the right wing. She's blocked up there by Dale. Back to the Eagles. Set outside for Lambrick. It'll be taken across by Taylor. Nice dig out of the back row that time by McDowell. And pass back over by the Eagles. Wood River one more time to Lambrick on the front left. Again off the block. This time it's dug by Fidelke. Set back to Brooklyn. She'll put it into the net. Might have been touched by Heiss up there. We'll say that it went off Heiss's arm. And a point for the Eagles. So a long rally, and that one won by Wood River. And back to serve it away will be Taylor Lambrecht. A mini jump serve across Ochtenberg. High bump set to Dale. She'll take it across. Lambrecht digs, but it stays in the back row and has to be passed over by Maddie Luhr. To McDowell, set to the outside. Here is Fidelke through the block, down and good. And Ravenna looking way better than they did to start the evening, at least in the first set of this match. They were down 19-9. Couldn't quite scratch it out, even though they tied it. Now they've got the lead here as the serve by Fidelke is across. Set outside, good look, Luhr. Termination, Maddie Luhr, her third. First kill of the second set for Wood River. And in to serve it away will be Haley Parlin, the sophomore. We'll come right to the middle of the service area. And fire it across. No, into the net. Service error. She checks out. And we rotate liberos back in. Ravenna 6, Wood River 3. And back to serve it away is Alexis Dale. Dale serves it across, floats it over here to Maddie Luhr. Back set to Maddie, front right. She'll take it off the block. Dug out by Dale in the back row. Can Ravenna return it? Yes, they will. Free ball here to the Eagles. Here's the set middle. Good look and driven down by Ellie Luhr. The freshman gets her second kill. Point Wood River. And back to serve it away will be Rauert. Again, only two seniors on this Wood River team, Herman and Maddie Luhr. And Ravenna young as well. Serve across. And problems on the pass. Somehow they got it back over. And because it was so out of the ordinary, Wood River couldn't play it. Give the point to Ochtenberg. It looked like there was no way she could get it inside that antenna, but she did. And Tally Schroll now back to serve for the Jays. They keep that lead, not letting the Eagles get on a run right now. Serve across to Herman. Set middle. The attack taken across by Ellie Luhr. Dig made. Blue Jays go middle themselves. Set across by Ochtenberg. Here's a set outside. Too close to the net. Overset and dumped down by Nozicka of Ravenna. Second kill for Rebecca. 8-4 Jays. Schroll looking for more. And Tally takes it across into the left-hand corner to Taylor Lambrecht. Set close to that. Has to be tipped across by Sam Luhr. Ravenna tries to go quickly. McDowell rattles it off the block. Good dig over pass. Nozicka's there again to tip it down. That's an easy one, and Rebecca made sure she didn't miss. Wood River's already called a timeout, so Coach Heist doesn't want to burn another one here, but they are down 9-4 in game two. They did win the opener 25-22. Again, an overpass, but the overswing for Ravenna. They put it into their own net. McDowell saw it coming right up there and waited just a half second too long. Point Wood River. Maddie Luer, the senior back there, to serve it away. Wood River needs to get something going here, as they've been stagnant so far in game two. Here's the attack. Nozicka, she's got it down and good. Ravenna's been cutting it down the line more than most teams, and again, that usually is when you go against a taller team. But that's not the case here. They are the taller team, 10-5 Ravenna. And McDowell to serve. Down the middle to Herman. Into the middle of Luer. Luer blocked up front by Ochtenberg. Good dig and pass across by Maddie Luer. Ravenna with a back set. There's nobody there, and they will not be able to pass it across. Little miscommunication there. Give Maddie Luer a lot of credit for taking care of business up along the front line, as Macy Heiss will return to the front row for Peg Heiss. And Wood River will send Caitlin Herman back to serve. She was their strongest server in game one. Set to the outside, and it's going to be driven into the net. Point. Wood River. The double block was there, and Fidelke couldn't get it around him, couldn't get it over him. And Herman starts off on a good note. Caitlin slaps this one down the middle to Dale. Good pass, front middle. Set close to the net. It'll be set over by Fidelke. Wood River's ready to go. Back set, Luer a little wide. Good cut across there by Sam. And it's going to be set over on a two ball by Schroll. Set outside. Cut it down the near side for Taylor Lambrecht, and it's going to work. Taylor, her third kill, first in quite some time here for the Eagles. Wood River three in a row. And a timeout going to be called here by Ravenna, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank, trying to get things knotted up again. Ravenna leads it in game two over Wood River 10-8. Wood River won the opener 25-22. Earlier tonight, Ravenna a 2-1 victory over Shelton, and we'll be right back.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Getting Girls District Golf, that was today. The C4 at Wild Horse in Gothenburg. Morgan Teal of Kearney Catholic in 81. The medalist by two over Ashton Bolt of Minden, who shot 83. Minden had four of the top 10 scores to shoot a 354. And regardless of class, that's one of the better ones I've seen in districts. They win it, Kearney Catholic and Cozad 2 and 3. They all make it individually, or make it as teams individually. Donovan Trumbull's Brandy Lemick and Gothenburg's McKinley Harm will make it to state. And for Class C, that's at Quail Run in Columbus next Monday and Tuesday. Back to action here. Caitlin Herman serves for Wood River. Ravenna passes it up front and then dumps it into their own net. So the Jays with a couple of errors off the strong serving of Herman. And it's 10-9, a point away from a tie. And Caitlin serve. Ties them up. Ace serve. 10-10. Fifth ace of the match. First of this set. For Caitlin Herman, it has been a match of runs. It was fairly civil when it was 8-8 in the first set, but after that, it's been monster runs by both teams. Strong serve again, kind of stays in the middle of the court. Fidelke takes it across on the angle, the up there by Taylor Lambrecht. That'll be punched across by Luer. Maddie into the back middle. Trouble for Ravenna. All of a sudden, the wheels coming off for the Jays. Ping pong back and forth, and Macy Heiss, as it came across, she just bumped it back. She saw the back left corner was wide open, and she didn't spike it. She didn't set it. She just bumped it back in that corner casually, and the lead back to Wood River at 11-10. And an ace serve, 12-10. So with Caitlin Herman back there, it seems like Wood River can really do no wrong. Ravenna now just subs Douglas in anything to maybe get her off her rhythm. They've already used a timeout. But this is a 7-point run by the Eagles, and they're not done. Ace serve, Herman. She is just putting it deep enough to make Ravenna think. The back row wants to play it. The front row players are yelling out. And now Dale's going to come out, and the libero Detlefs is going to come in. And it is still Caitlin Herman. Seven aces in the match. Almost eight. Good run down there by Ravenna to keep it alive from Ochtenberg to the outside. Here comes Lambrecht, and she will terminate. Taylor Lambrecht with the big swing. It was dug out by Ravenna, but it hit the ceiling and went across the net, which automatically makes it a dead point. Nine in a row. Going for 10 in a row, and they do with an ace. And Ravenna may need another timeout. Wood River ran off 10 in a row in game one, and they've run off 10 in a row here in game two. Just continuing to rack up the aces. This one's short. Caitlin Herman, five aces on this run. Nine in the match. More substituting defensively here for Ravenna. 16-10. And another short one, but this time into the net. Tried to get a little more cute on that one, but finally the run comes to an end. But what a run. 10 points from the service line from Caitlin Herman. Five of them were aces, and it's Wood River 16, Ravenna 11. Dave Ochtenberg back to serve it away. Here's the set outside. Lambrecht, she's blocked a front ace block. Alexis Dale. Dale getting the better of that one with some help from Nozicka. That's the first ace block for Ravenna. And they'll serve it away again. Ochtenberg, about an ace of her own. And here you go. Three straight for Ravenna. 16-13. And Ochtenberg to serve. A little shorter. Lure picks it up. They get it front left, and it's rolled across there by Lambrecht. Pass close to the net. High set. Dale will slap it into the back row to Herman. Here's a back set right side. Lure taken across by Sam. Ravenna picks it up. One of our longer rallies in a while. Dale with the drive across. Good dig out of the back row by Maddie Lure to Lambrecht. Her attack. One arm up. Great save that time by Schroll to keep it alive. Here's the set by Rauert. The attack by Lambrecht. Dug out by McDowell. Overpassed. One time. Won't go for the Eagles. Swatted over by Dale, and it's on the Wood River side. Lure, front right, takes it back corner. Good. Wood River wins the long rally with the Sam Lure kill, her fourth. Eagles 17, Ravenna 13, game two. Wood River hung on to win game one, 25-22, after being up 19-9. Earlier tonight, Ravenna beat Shelton 23-25, 25-16, 25-20. Sam Lure serves it across to Alexis Dale, standing spike, ties him up in the back row. That'll be set across by Maddie Lure. Free ball here for Ravenna. Dale tips it over. Lambrecht is there. They keep it in front of the 10-foot line, and the attack by Taylor Lambrecht is deep and out of bounds. Point Ravenna, and back into serve is going to be Maddie Schmidt. She's had a couple of nice runs from that service line here for Ravenna. Got them off to the 4-1 lead here in game one. They were up 10-5, then they were down 16-10. As Rauert will take it across, far corner, Schmidt will dig it up. Back over to the Eagles. Lambrecht tips it over, it hit the tape, and then it hit the line. Lucky break for the Eagles, but they will take it there. Taylor Lambrecht with her fifth kill, 18-14 the score. And now she will come back and serve it away. It hit the tape, and across it comes. Picked up on the far side, Alexis Dale, and right up to us. Knocks a few things away. Good, accurate shot. And Ravenna will pick up the point on the attack. That was down and good. As the serve comes across to the right side, the Eagles will dump it over. And Dale will get it right back and nail it down. Alexis Dale with the kill. And back there serving it away is Brooke Fidelke. Fidelke again at 18-16. And an ace serve as they let it go, and it stays in. Fidelke with the ace. 18-17, a chance to tie it up again. That's the dangers of sitting on the stage. The ball will fly your way once in a while. Across it comes to Caitlin Herman. They set it high to the outside. Lure goes near corner. Up there by Schmidt. Ravenna will pass it up front and across by McDowell. Here's the set outside. The attack down and good by Wood River's Maddie Luer. Trying to keep that lead on their side. And back to serve it away again will be Haley Parlin, 19-17 the lead. And the serve across. Handled there by Ochtenberg. Ravenna trying to get back to one. Nice swing by Dale, but it's picked up by Parlin on the overpass to Ravenna. They were starting to celebrate. They get the return by McDowell. Here's the set to the outside, Luer, and she'll terminate. Give another one to Maddie Luer. That's her fifth, 20-17 Wood River. Both teams do have a timeout remaining, and Ravenna will use theirs right here. Timeout on the floor with Wood River winning game one, 25-22. They're now up 20-17. Game two, this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Laser Tech has been putting the serve back in service for over 17 years. Laser Tech can help you with all your printer needs, new and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. Laser Tech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With Laser Tech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how Laser Tech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. We're in the second set of our second match. Wood River going for the sweep, and you kind of forgot about where we were on the scoreboard because it's been so back and forth. But it is Wood River 20 and Ravenna 17, Wood River serving and serving it deep out of the timeout. So the service error cuts it to two, and Ravenna will send Alexis Dale to the back row to serve it away. It's been, a match of runs, long runs. In fact, Wood River had 10 in a row in the first and 11 in a row in the second, and they haven't blown out Ravenna in either game. And a near ace, and it is an ace. As it's passed back into the net, I thought it was going to crawl over, but it didn't. And we've got a one-point game on the ace serve from Alexis Dale, 20-19. Don't forget, whenever the match ends, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Knuckleball comes across. Here is the pass into the middle of Luer. She'll swat it over. Fidelke got a hand on it, and they'll get it back to Brooklyn. She'll set it across. Taylor Lambrick passes it across the floor, and it has to be bumped over, and that's going to be out of bounds, and we are tied at 20. On the Wood River error, Alexis Dale to serve. Ravenna's last lead was at 10-9, 20-20. Dale serve, flirting with the out-of-bounds line on the near side, but it's played by Luer, set back by Rauert. Luer is blocked, and then it's out-of-bounds. Point, Ravenna. McDowell, along with Ochtenberg in there on that, and it's 21-20. Alexis Dale to serve, trying to play another three-setter here is Ravenna. Serve the knuckleball at Herman. Set up front, there's Ellie Luer. She'll drive it across and get the kill. Ellie drove it so strong that once again it was off Dale's arm all the way to the roof and came down quickly that it couldn't be played. 21-21, second set. Jessica Rauert to serve for the Eagles into the net. 22-21, Ravenna. And they make their double substitutions now. Tally Schroll will come in and serve it away. And Rebecca Nozicka is into the front row as a middle hitter. 3 points away from forcing a third set. And across it comes. Again, right in the middle to Herman. Bump set to the outside. Luer will take it near corner and get the kill for Sam this time. She has five. Maddie has five. Lambrecht has five. And it's 22-22. The Eagles also 3 points away from ending the match. The libero checks back in. Death lifts for Ravenna. And Maddie Luer to serve it away here for Wood River. Takes it at death lifts. Pass to the middle. The attack going to be taken just off the back line by Ochtenberg. Didn't get a full follow through there. And out of bounds it goes. Wood River 23-22. Ravenna's used both their timeouts. Luer serves it across to death lifts. Off of her arm and it's an ace. And just that quickly, when your back's against the wall, Wood River gets three in a row trying to do the same thing they did in game number one. Another ace, and Maddie Lohr now. Match point for Wood River. Serves it across, and another ace nearly run down by Fidelke. They'll pass it across. Free ball here to Wood River. Set middle. The attack by Ellie Ryan across. Dug out by Dale. Ravenna sets it to the back corner. Herman comes to get it. Back set to Lohr. The attack driven across by Sam and passed just over to Taylor Lambrick. Free ball here. Front right side. Lambrick over, swings in the net. Point Ravenna. And we play on. It was nearly an ace serve, and Ravenna turns it into a point. Game and match point number two for Wood River. Jade McDowell to serve here for the Jays. Takes it right at Herman. Middle attack across by Sam Lohr. Run down by the Jays and passed across by Ochtenberg. Free ball here for Wood River. Back set. Lohr right side. The attack driven across. Off the ceiling. Stays on Ravenna's side. Free ball above the net and finally put away by Sam Lohr. And that will be the end of the match. But boy, oh boy, Wood River knows that they were in a battle, and Ravenna probably played better than they did against Shelton, but comes out on the short end of a 25-22, 25-23 decision to Wood River. They improved to 10-9, Ravenna 3-14. And when we come back, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show here on Classic Hits.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Time now for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Ravenna's work here is done, going 1-1 and nearly going three sets in both matches, but falling here in the nightcap, 25-22, 25-23 to Wood River. Wood River and Shelton will be playing here within the next 20 minutes. Let's take a look at the numbers from the third set for Ravenna. Tally Schroll, two service points. Ava Ochtenberg, two service points. One was an ace, one kill. Megan Meagrel with a kill. Jade McDowell with an ace block. Brooke Fidelke, two service points. One was an ace. She had two kills. Then we go to Maddie Schmidt, three service points, two of them aces. Alexis Dale, three service points. One was an ace. She had an ace block and two kills. And Rebecca Nozicka had a good set with three kills. Nine kills, two ace blocks, and five ace serves for Ravenna. For Wood River, Haley Parlin had a service point. Taylor Lambrecht had three kills. Macy Heiss had an ace block and a kill. Caitlin Herman served 10 in a row. Five of them were aces. Sam Lohr, an ace serve and three kills. Maddie Lohr, two service points. One was an ace, three kills. And Ellie Lohr had two kills. Wood River had 12 kills, one ace block, and again, seven ace serves. And they needed them all to win it 25-23 in the second set over Ravenna. We'll come back and give you the cumulative stats after this on the New West postgame show.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors from throughout the listening area for allowing us to bring you high school athletics as we continue on the New West postgame show. Here's your overall numbers of the two sets. First for Ravenna, Tally Schroll, 2 service points. Ava Ochtenberg, 2 service points. One was an ace, 2 kills. Megan Megrel, 2 kills. Jade McDowell, 2 service points and an ace block. Brooke Fidelke, 3 service points. One was an ace, 3 kills. Maddie Schmidt led the team in serving with 8 points. 4 of them were aces. Brianna Douglas, 2 service points. Alexis Dale had 6 service points. 1 was an ace. She had an ace block, a team-high 6 kills, and Rebecca Nozicka had 4 kills. Ravenna had 17 kills, 2 ace blocks, and 7 ace serves. They go 1-1 tonight. They will fall to 3-14 on the season. And up next for Ravenna, they play at state champion and undefeated Kearney Catholic on Thursday. And then Monday, they are the 9th seed in the conference tournament. They will play Donovan Trumbull at Kearney Catholic at 6 o'clock. The winner of that will then play Kearney Catholic in the next match, and you'll be able to hear him here on Classic Hits. For the Wood River Eagles, Haley Parlin had 4 service points. Taylor Lambrecht had an ace serve and 5 kills. Macy Heiss had an ace block and a kill. Caitlin Herman, far and away the leading server tonight. Unofficially, I had her for 18 service points. 10 of those were ace serves. Jessica Rauert, 2 ace serves and a kill. Sam Luer, an ace serve and 6 kills. Maddie Luer, 4 service points. 1 was an ace, 5 kills. And Ellie Luer had 3 kills. Wood River had 21 kills, 1 ace block, but 14 ace serves as they beat Ravenna 25-22, 25-23 to improve to 10-9 on the season. They come right back and take on Shelton before traveling to C2 state-rated Sutton. The Mustangs enter tonight's activity at 15-3. Also, other volleyball action going on tonight in duels. Kearney High's at Aurora. Grand Island's hosting Bellevue East. Adams Central is at Central Catholic. Triangular's in the area. St. Cecilia and Centura are at Broken Bow. Grand Island Northwest is hosting Hastings and Beatrice. Down at Kennesaw, Lawrence Nelson and Red Cloud are playing there. Bertrand and Wilcox Hildreth are at Franklin. They've got a double duel at Gibbon with Overton, Elm Creek, and SEM. Ogallala and Valentine are playing over at Gothenburg, among other action going on tonight. And a 3-run home run from Matt Adams in the bottom of the 7th inning dings Clayton Kershaw, and it was all the Cardinals would need. They rally for a 3-2 win over the Dodgers to win the series 3-1. They will await the winner of the Washington Nationals San Francisco Giants series, which is 2-1 Giants game 4 coming up at 8:05, and it's airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. We're just about 10 minutes away from Shelton Wood River. We'll take a quick turnaround and tell you that you've been listening to the New West Sports and Orthopedic Surgery Postgame Show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. 25-22, 25-23 Wood River over Ravenna. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying keep it here for more high school volleyball.
The proceeding has been a KKPR Sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.